Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. No passport needed. Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, our family had the opportunity to live abroad for 1 year. We loved our experiences that year. We loved the country, the traditions, the foods, and especially the people. But we always knew that this was temporary and that at the end of the year, we would be going home. The year gave us new eyes for another culture and a heightened appreciation for our own country. As hard as the goodbyes were at the end of the year, we were so excited to be home. This week we celebrate July 4th to recognize the founding of our country. It's a day full of parades, picnics, fireworks, and national pride. Even with the struggles that continue throughout our country, this is a day to stop and note what's great about the United States. For each person, the list will vary, but often include the many freedoms we have. Most of us are Americans by birth. We were born here and automatically became citizens. But as Christians, we know that while this is our home, it's only home for now. We have a far more important citizenship in heaven. This citizenship is ours by birth, but not our earthly birth to our parents. The new birth we have through baptism makes us citizens of heaven. We have no heavenly passport to carry, but our faith in Jesus identifies us as His child and therefore a citizen of heaven. Our earthly home is fraught with challenges, disasters, evil, hurt, and all kinds of disappointment and frustration. We can look at our country and the decisions that are made and become overwhelmed and discouraged. We even admit that our own attitudes towards government and leaders is not always pleasing to God. But then we remember our baptism. We remember what Jesus has done for us. We remember God's unending love for us. While the challenges of sin are always around us, even more are the promises of God. This earthly life is temporary. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. And there we will no longer face the fear, hurt, disappointment, and pain of this life, but will experience pure joy that will never end. As we celebrate the 4th, let's pray together for our country, that the Lord will bless it. We pray He guides and directs our leaders to make God-pleasing decisions that maintain and protect our religious freedoms. We thank God for the multitude of blessings that are ours as citizens of this country. And above all, we thank God for the true citizenship in our heavenly home. No passport needed. We pray. Dearest Jesus, I thank you for my country and the blessings I have as a citizen. I thank you even more that I can claim citizenship with you in heaven. When sin affects my life, remind me that this is temporary and that you have made a home for me with you in heaven. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. It's easy to focus on all the challenges our country faces. This week, make a list of the blessings we have in the United States. Consider asking others to add to the list. Perhaps you might include the freedom to worship as you choose, our national parks, the ability to vote, and others. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.